News.
Como News Time 7:04. Traffic every 10 minutes on the fours from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Tama Fulton.
Well, we have a lot of downed trees and power lines in Seattle. East Marginal Way is closed in both directions between South Norfolk Street and 14th Avenue South due to fallen utility poles. That is going to be quite a long time before it's fixed, probably tomorrow midday. In Bellevue, the roadway on Bellevue Way is reduced to one lane in each direction at 112th Avenue Southeast due to a fallen tree and power lines. And we have a crash in Canyon Park on northbound 405 just before Highway 527 that's taking up the center lane, causing a bit of a slowdown from 195th and Bothell. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Now at Lowe's, order any flooring like Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at $185 per square foot. See in-store associate or product detail page for warranty information. Our next Como traffic, it's 7:14.
A check of the forecast tonight calls for breezy, rain likely, chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow rain, highs in the 50s. Wednesday rain at times in the morning, then rain likely in the afternoon, highs in the 50s. Right now in Seattle, it's 51 degrees.
Stay connected, stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News Time is 7:05. Art Sanders' top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Thousands remain without power, mainly in the Seattle area, following the area's strong Pacific storm that downed trees and power lines. Puget Sound Energy currently has 13,000 customers without power. Seattle City Light has about 1,600 without electricity, and Snohomish PUD has a little over 1,000 still without power. State Department of Health reports 5,804 new COVID-19 cases and 29 deaths from the virus over the weekend. Well, a change in administration policy means more abortion access for women, but some states lag behind. More from Como's Jeff Pogela.
Earlier this year, the FDA reversed a Trump-era rule that banned the mailing of abortion-inducing drugs. That rule required women seeking abortions to get and take the medication in the presence of a doctor. According to Crosscut, though, even though the rule has been lifted by the Biden administration, women in conservative states like Idaho still have problems with access. Complicating the matter is the fact that the rule change only applies during the pandemic and could revert to the Trump-era policy once COVID-19 has been eradicated. Jeff Pogela, Como News.
The Biden administration is expected to name Washington State's Republican Secretary of State Kim Wyman to lead their effort to protect future elections. CNN's reporting Wyman, who challenged former President Trump's false claims of election fraud, is slated to lead the Department of Homeland Security's effort to prevent future interference from foreign and domestic interference. Wyman would work with elections officials across the country to connect them with resources and support to protect the elections. A man who was stabbed Sunday outside a Linwood grocery store has died, prompting a homicide investigation. The victim, who has not been identified, was in his early 60s. Police say the man argued with a group of three or four people near the entrance of the Fred Meyer on 196th Street Southwest before he was attacked. They say the stabbing suspect was believed to be a black woman in her late teens to early 20s. The woman, along with another woman and a man, left the scene in a white or silver four-door car with Arizona plates on the rear. Como News Time is 7:08, and from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, halftime right now, and it is the New Orleans Saints ahead of the Seahawks 10-7.